Philadelphia has a new semi-resident choral group, Seraphic Fire, the Florida-based ensemble that's now expanding its seasons to New York and Washington, D.C. as well. The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns reports on this rare Florida export.
That is the sound of Patrick Dupre Quigley testing out the acoustics at St. Clement's Church, where his choral group, Seraphic Fire, will present a three-concert season of Charpentier, Mozart, and Brahms.
Just enough stone, just enough tile, just enough wood, just enough plaster. I don't know if it was intentional or if it just ended up that way as being such a regal and beautiful space.
Seraphic Fire will share the venue with Choral Arts Society and St. Clement's own church choir. But the Seraphic Fire sound is unlike any other, partly due to low vibrato, partly because founder-director Quigley doesn't subscribe to the idea of equal tuning that has supposedly been the law since the time of J.S. Bach. It's a subtle touch, but Quigley believes that such tunings are essential to communicating the soul of the music.
There is nothing like a real, pure, perfect fifth that makes something in your solar plexus literally vibrate, where you feel the music. And so we tune in just intonation. We don't tune in equal temperament. We sing in a Pythagorean way.
And the effect?
Every one of those moments where you reach a musical climax, it's like a great novel where you have these moments of like, I feel something, it's coming up, but I don't know what it is. And when you get there and there's that release.
Something like this is perhaps nurtured in Florida because there's no skeptical musical establishment to stop it. Also, Quigley insists that the chorus members develop something bordering on friendship with audiences.
We exit down the center and stand by the exit for every concert, no matter where we are, and shake the hand of every person who comes out. And at this point, after 14 years, I mean, we're just singing for our best friends.
Those best friends are even open to a completion of the unfinished Mozart Requiem, one that will be part of Seraphic Fire's season here. The completion in itself isn't unusual, except that composer Gregory Spears has no interest in sounding like Mozart. Any liturgical event, he points out, has a lot of music from a lot of places.
I hope that our version reminds listeners that liturgical music has always involved multiple voices in ways that I think allows for contemporary voices to enter these older works.
And how will Philadelphians feel about that?
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.